Today, oh no, property prices are falling. Hi again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analysis. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, hold my beer because according to an article in the AFR, Sydney and Melbourne house prices are going backwards, even though the other cities are not. Quoting the daily data from Cotality, they say the rolling daily index shows home values in Sydney and Melbourne have been shrinking since February and were, wait for it, 0.04% down as of Sunday. The AFR claims this is a result of the hip pocket pain from surging fuel prices combined with rising interest rates, which are scaring off prospective buyers. Historically, the most recent major downturns in the residential housing market were at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, when credit was tightened in 2018 and 2019, and when interest rates rose in 2011 and after the global financial crisis in 2008. Here, policy from APRA relating to investor lending, which was stoking the markets, came in 2018 and 19. When the RBA lifted interest rates after the GFC and later in 2011. And it's worth just recalling in that context that as COVID hit, the government pulled out all the stops with Home Builder and Raid Your Own Super, while the RBA cut rates and through quantitative easing flooded the banks with cheap money to lend to prospective borrowers, which drove house prices up by more than 40% in a couple of years following that and completely unwound the small falls that we saw prior. Cotality Research Director Tim Lawless was quoted in the AFR as saying, "We've seen more than 3 months of housing values moving backwards, even though clearance rates haven't been at this lower level for all of that time. If you go back historically, there's probably only 5 times in the last 15 years where we've seen clearance rates holding this low, and they all line up with housing market downturns." Lawless said the heat started to come out of the housing market in December 2025 when anticipation of interest rate rises firmed up, with the shock of increasing fuel costs from the war in the Middle East now amplifying buyers' negativity. But let's be clear on two things. Markets, other than Sydney and Melbourne, for now at least, remain upbeat. And even across the two largest markets, prices moves do vary. In some suburbs, they're down. In others, they're up. Averages mask. Oh, and we're also only talking small net falls. And based on, I would add, based on delayed data, because it takes time for the settlement information to finally land. And I suspect that we will see further moves from the government, who of course campaigned at the last election to allow home prices to move, quote, higher sustainably, thanks Claire O'Neill, to support the housing sector by hook or by crook. Something like Home Builder 2 or Mortgage Saver 101. And while markets are still betting on further interest rate rises, with a peak still above 4.6% for the cash rate by December, and the RBA is battling with stagflation, higher inflation, and higher inflation expectations, they will be conscious of the impact of higher rates on households. But then, they were really explicit in their most recent financial stability reports that most households seem to be doing fine and could cope with higher rates, although I think they're looking at selective data to make that call. And according to my surveys, more households are suffering from real cash flow pain even now. And the flimsy signals from the latest auction clearance rates do signal weakness. Last week, Louis Christopher from SQM on X noted that the final clearance rate for Sydney auctions was 37.3% from 915 scheduled auctions. The preceding week, it was 33.2% from 647 auctions. And the same week last year, it was 48.1% from 1,771 auctions. So he concluded, Sydney continues to post results that are the weakest recorded since the first lockdown of 2020, if we exclude December and January holidays. And in Melbourne, he reported that the week ending the 12th of April showed the final clearance rate was 41% from 953 scheduled auctions the preceding week. It was 47% from 232 auctions. And the same time last year, it was 51.6% from 1,571 auctions. So this amounts, he said, to the weakest result for Melbourne, excluding January and December holidays, since July 2022. And actually, Catellus's preliminary figures for this past weekend showed a preliminary clearance rate of 58.9% across the combined capitals, which was the third consecutive week that it's fallen below 60% and well below the March quarter average of 68.1%. Nationally, 19% of auctions were withdrawn from sale across the combined capitals, but the figure was higher in Sydney, where 26.7% of sellers backed out. And the true clearance rate, which I calculate as the ratio of listed properties for auction versus those reported sold, was just 43.9% across the country. Melbourne led the auction market from a volume perspective, with 1,202 homes going under the hammer and with a preliminary clearance rate of 59.7% and a true clearance rate of just 45.5%. Sydney had 924 auctions with a preliminary success rate of 56.5% and a true clearance rate of 42.1%. Brisbane's clearance rate was 57.2% from 199 auctions. Adelaide was 73.9% from 118 auctions. And Canberra hosted 66 auctions, with half being successful. And the true clearance rates, though, were 43.7%, 43.2%, and 40.9%, respectively. And the fallout from the Gulf War is flowing directly into the construction sector, too, with construction costs expected to surge about 18% over the 26 to 27 financial year, and then rise on average by 6.5% until 2030. That's according to forecasts from agency CBRE. And higher construction levels in Western Australia, South Australia and Queensland are likely to push up costs 5% or more this year, while Melbourne and Sydney will have a more pedestrian 4%, according to consultancy RLB. Some developers are already feeling the pinch. Consolidated Properties Group Chief Executive Don O'Rourke last month said the Iran conflict had already added about $125,000 to the price of a new luxury apartment because of the cost of diesel and building materials such as PVC pipes and cement. Thus, widening the affordability gap for prospective purchasers, even as unemployment rates are expected to rise ahead. So yes, weakness is showing across sections of the housing market. And given the economic fallout from the Gulf War, which will have continued impacts for some long time, we can expect more negativity. And then we have the expectation of cuts to negative gearing and capital gains tax for investment property in the May budget. All of which begs the question, nicely put by Tarek Brooker on X, saying, I'm noticing we are back at the government will throw huge money at the property market. They can't let it fail stage of the narrative. And to be fair, he said, they are entirely correct. If today's status quo continues, there will be intervention. But how absurdly broken is that? And I agree, it is crazy. And yet, that's likely to be where we are. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.